I've got some more bag news, not bad news, bag news to report this morning as the major supermarkets look to phase out the plastic bags. Of course, some are already away down the track. Common Sense Organics got rid of their plastic bags 10 years ago. They brought in cornstarch bags, which are much more biodegradable. But the next step, apparently, is to ditch those as well. They're now going for what they're calling a borrow bag system. The co-owner, Marion Wood, is with us. Marion, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Is that 10-year-ago thing with the plastic bags, how many plastic bags do you think you've saved the world from?
Oh, thousands.
And do you think it's made
a difference? Not as many as the supermarkets are going to save. They're going to save millions, and it's fantastic that they're doing that. But they're only introducing it next year, and so, you know, it'd be great if they introduced it a bit earlier, but hey, good on them for doing it.
Better late than never. You must have, did you see this day coming? I'm sure you wanted the day to come, but 10 years ago, did you ever foresee supermarkets going, you know what, we're on board too?
No, I was gobsmacked, and I'm gobsmacked at the speed at which this whole issue is moving, and it's being driven by customers, which is absolutely fantastic.
I was going to ask about that, because is it fair to suggest that the sort of customers you would get would be the sort of customers that would drive it? In other words, they're interested in the planet, therefore they're the sort of people who'd be into the idea.
Absolutely, yes, they are.
As opposed to, say, supermarket people who are busy and just want to grab a bag full of stuff and get on their way home.
Well, I think things are changing. I think our customers are becoming mainstream customers, and all customers are really concerned about what's happening to our planet.
How does borrow a bag work?
Well, it's a last resort, I have to say. I mean, basically, if we don't want to inconvenience our customers, that's point number one. That's really important. Mm. So if they haven't got their bag with them, we've got boxes for them, and we encourage customers to bring in their stack of clean plastic shopping bags, and they can choose to take one of those recycled ones. But if they're catching a bus or something and they don't want to take a box, we have bags that they can borrow. And this is an idea which was created by Boomerang Bags, and we think it's absolutely brilliant. So Boomerang Bags are a not-for-profit, and they get together and sewing bees, and they make bags, lots and lots of bags, and they let people use these bags to borrow and bring back. So we got together with Boomerang Bags, and they've provided some bags for us, but they're a volunteer group. So we thought, oh, this isn't okay. We're a business. So we produced our own bags in conjunction with Trade Aid. We got Trade Aid Fair Trade jute bags.
I love
that. And they create Common Sense borrow bags.
Okay.
So customers, if they really need a bag, they can borrow one of our bags and bring it back next time they shop.
Ah, but there's the weak point in your argument, isn't it? When you borrow a bag, does it always come back? Because you know what people are like with bags.
Well, you know what, Mike? We trust our customers. And by and large, that works. And I think because we're an ethical retail company, people sort of live up to that, and they want to be part of that.
Yep.
So, yes, I think our customers will bring the bags back.
It makes sense, doesn't it? Because if you send the vibe out, they'll pick it up. What was wrong with the cornstarch bag, by the way?
The cornstarch bags are great, but they are only compostable commercially. So you always have to be thinking, as a retailer, what's your end use for your customer? And if they can't put it in their home compost, it's not going to work for them. We have been trialling some home compostable, not plastic bags, plant-based bags. And, you know, that might be an alternative. But we've trialled this in our Carpety store, and our customers have been very responsive.
Good to hear, Marion. Well, good luck with it all. Appreciate your time very much. Marion Wood, co-owner of Common Sense Organics, with us this morning.